Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
and thank you all for joining us on this Friday morning on The Female Solution. I'm Naima Latif, and today our dear sister Viata is taking a health and well-being day so that she may be at her highest energetic self when she returns. But, of course, this is a day for health and well-being. So we want to make sure those of you who are concerned about your health have the tools you need to be able to create the state of health. Health is the natural state, and sickness is an unnatural state. So if there's anything in our bodies that is uncomfortable, imbalanced, causing us pain, it's something that needs to be corrected. But we want to give you the tools to empower you to stay healthy. At this time, so many people are frightened about contacting what seems to be a contagious illness, an invasion into their bodies, attacking their respiratory system. We want to assist you by giving you those natural tools that can keep you in a state of health and well-being, and they cost absolutely nothing. One of the first things, of course, is that we have shared with you is the remembrance of the breath, breathing. And we know that our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks, often speaks to us about the importance of breathing. Well, there are 10 ways we want to share with you to raise your vibration and create an immunity to illness. An immunity to illness. How do you keep yourself from ever becoming ill? Well, the law of attraction is a universal law in effect all the time, whether we are aware of it, whether we believe it, or whether we acknowledge it. It exists. Everything is energy, and like attracts like. So in today's show, we're not trying to override any advice you may have received from your medical professional. We're simply empowering you with the knowledge of how to maintain an energetic frequency that reduces the likelihood of your body manifesting illness. The spiritual masters who have come among us have taught this and demonstrated this for centuries. Now, which would you prefer? To live in a state of serenity as a result of knowledge, or to live in a state of fear as a result of ignorance? The choice is always yours. It's time we choose to use our innate abilities to create a permanent state of health and well-being. We'll also remind you of some books and websites that can assist you in this process. Now, of course, there are 10 things that we're going to share with you. And we're going to go from the bottom of the list, number 10, all the way to the top of the list, number 1, which is the most critical thing to maintaining a high vibration that prevents you from attracting and manifesting illness. So, if you understand it, if comprehending all of the spiritual teachings. It doesn't matter which path of light you have chosen to follow, whether it's a religion, whether it's simple practice. These are principles of living that we have been given over and over and over again. We simply fail to follow them. I have a friend. She's been trying to lose about 50 pounds for the last 5-6 years because there was a time and, you know, she was going through a depression, and like many, she used food as a way to comfort herself. Well, whatever food you're eating becomes a part of your body. And if you don't use that fuel that the food gives you, it stays there, meaning if you don't work it off. So she understood that she needed to do some things to get rid of the pounds. So she bought a lot of exercise tapes, you know, Jane Fonda and, you know, a lot of other exercise gurus and everything, and really great workouts. And she would put the tapes in and watch them on her television and go, yeah, you know, if I do that, I could lose some weight. But she never did the exercises. She just watched the videos. So, of course, she still has not lost that 50 or 60 pounds, because the point in the exercise videos is for you to follow along and do it. If you don't do the exercises, you don't get the benefit of the exercise. And in her case, losing weight. So it doesn't matter what your spiritual belief is if you don't do the thing that the spiritual master has taught you, you're not going to benefit from them. Now, many who follow the Christian teachings inspired by that spiritual master, the one we know as Jesus, who had mastered the energetic challenge of the physical body and demonstrated his mastery. He taught some principles. But if you're not following the principles, you're not going to benefit. And as much as he said, you can do the things I'm doing and even greater things you're going to be able to do. But if you don't follow those principles, then you don't achieve that mastery. Well, we're going to talk about some of those principles because they do work in raising your vibration and empowering you to stay in a state of health and well-being. There are many who follow the Buddhist principles. And, of course, the Buddha was another spiritual master, one who had achieved an understanding of how to live in harmony. But it's not the ritualistic behaviors that get you to the point of mastery. It's the internal change that happens as a result of your understanding and living by the principle. So if you're still struggling with things, even though you're doing the things that Buddhists do, the physical things, but if the internal change has not happened, you're going to still struggle. Now, there are many that follow the religion of Islam, one of the fastest growing belief systems around the world. And there are ways of living, ways of thinking, attitudes that are taught. And there's also some symbolic things that are done. And if you do all the symbolic things but don't make the internal change, then you will still manifest the same condition. So simply following a religion does not make the change happen. The change is internal. And so it's the internal things that we're going to share today that will empower you to remain in your natural state, that state of health and well-being. Now, we're on our Female Solution Facebook page. We're going to, of course, share this with all of our Facebook friends. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. Now, of course, we do want to give you an opportunity to learn these principles and follow them. So feel free, if you want to keep this list as a reminder, feel free to write it down, you know, get a pad and pen and write down these things that are going to empower you to maintain a state of health and well-being. This is the whole purpose of living, is to not suffer, but to be in a state of health. And if you're struggling with health issues, then we want you to be able to see them disappear. And these are 10 things that we're going to share with you that will empower you. And we're going to share some of the teachings of those who are assisting our earth by raising the consciousness and reiterating the principles taught by those spiritual masters who inspired so many of the religious followers that are striving to live life according to what's being taught. So, number 10 on the list of things to raise your vibration to a higher frequency. Number 10 is to get your blood pumping. Get your blood circulating, because blood goes to every part of your body. Blood carries oxygen to every part of your body. So you must, first of all, exercise. And that doesn't have to be some ritualistic thing you do that is painful. It can be fun. It can be dance. Matter of fact, dancing is a way that many people maintain good health and induce a spirit of joy. So now, if you happen to follow a belief system that tells you dancing is wrong, it's your responsibility to understand that those who injected that thought were lacking in understanding. And it's your responsibility to choose to do that which will raise your vibration. Now, of course, our dear sister, Viata, has taken off this day for her health and well-being day. But, you know, we always do a joint rolling session, which helps to energize our bodies and get our blood flowing. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do some joint rolling. Now, of course, my style might be a little bit different, but the intention is the same. And we want you to follow along. So we're going to give you an opportunity to follow us. And we want to say grand rising to our sister Viata. And feel free to give us your thoughts, Viata, as we send you love and light and healing energies. Because today we want to assist those who have been living in a state of fear, worrying about the catching of a virus or any other illness. We want to give them the tools that they need to create a high vibration. I had a friend who asked me, you know, well, are you concerned about getting sick or, you know, catching something? How do you keep yourself safe? And I said, I am vibrating too high to attract something that's going to harm my body. I know my vibration is too high. And I know how to keep it high, so that I am never in a state of fear. But things can happen to lower your vibration. Things such as depressions. Someone can say something that affects your state of mind and can send you off on a train of thought that is negative and lower your vibration. So we'll talk about that later as well. But the important thing is that you know how to do the things physically, mentally, and emotionally that keep you in a state of high vibration. And one of those first things is to be able to move your body in such a way that gets your blood pumping, stimulates you. And if you've ever had a good workout, you know that such a workout, whether you dance, you go roller skating, endorphins are released into your blood system. And it produces kind of a euphoria, a joy. Biochemically, you're healing your body. So we want you to be able to, we want you to be able to create this feeling of well-being with the physical activities that you do. It will help your body in its healing process. But if you're going to be like my friend with all of her exercise videos, watching them as she's eating a sandwich and, you know, thinking about, yeah, I need to lose about 60 pounds, it doesn't work. You have to physically do it. So choose to do something that's fun. Choose to do something that is going to make you want to do it again. Don't do an exercise routine that is painful for you, that is physically distressing to your body. Do something fun. So we're going to first listen to this reminder from Sadhguru, and then we're going to do some joint rolling to the sounds of blackness. And we want to give you a chance to, you know, put on your exercise clothes, follow along. We want you to follow along, because I know a lot of you, you know, you watch Viata and you say, oh, she sure is limber. That's wonderful what she can do. And that's great, but it only helps if you actually follow along. So I'm going to do a routine that I hope you follow along. Might be a little dancing in it, but we want you to enjoy it, and we want you to do as much as you can. But the whole point is to participate. So today, if you've been sitting and watching Viata on Facebook and going, oh, yeah, boy, that's great how she does that. But you've been sitting there. Today, we want you to actually physically follow along. Because number 10 in health and well-being, the ways to raise your vibration and create an immunity, number 10 is to get your blood bank. Do some physical work. So we're going to listen to our dear friend Sadhguru, and then we'll be back with the sounds of blackness. And we're going to assist because it's time for healing. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. And if you want a visual on Facebook, you can go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. And so we're going to give you a chance to do that as we listen to our dear brother Sadhguru. We want you to be ready because you need to physically follow along. We'll be right back.
Health is not just an absence of disease. Health means, the word health comes from the word whole. When an individual human being feels complete physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that's when health is. When the life within you is bouncing with vibrance, when the life within you is effervescent, that's when health happens. If we have to build this into a human being, this has to happen at the earliest time in his life. If healthful living, how a human being can live healthy, what he should consume, what should be the nature of his practice, and different aspects of how he should sleep, how he should wake up, all these things were built into our culture in the past. But in the last generation, we have distorted this heavily because of certain Western influences, which are only about treating the disease, not about creating health from within. Nobody can give us health. Health is our responsibility. This has to be brought into our curriculum, that every child in this country should learn how to generate health for himself. Not wait for a healthcare system to help him later in his life, but he must become the main healthcare provider for himself, because health can only be organized from within. The earlier it is introduced, the better it is. It is important that we, as a nation, all that we have is a large mass of people, these 1.25 billion people. If we have a healthful, focused and inspired population, we as a nation can become a miracle. If we have an unhealthy population, which will naturally be uninspired and not ready for action kind of population, we can become the greatest disaster. Right now, India is moving towards this disaster rapidly. It is time to turn it around by bringing healthful ways of living at the earliest point in one's life. So the school systems, the education system has to introduce as to how a human being can live healthy. This has to happen to this country because large-scale movement towards ill health is happening, and it is something that we can ill afford. It is not something that this nation can handle. The richest nations in the world, like United States of America, their health bills are sinking their economy. we need not move in that way. Right now, we have a youthful population, but not very healthy. It's time we bring health and manifestation of health into our school systems and make it work for us as a nation.
And that was Sadhguru, and what his concern, as he's expressing, is the fact that India, with all of its vast population, has descended into a state of ill health, largely because of practices that have become common. And it's the same thing in the United States and so many other nations. A lot of our health issues have to do with a sedentary lifestyle. We sit at computers. We sit at desks. We sit and watch entertainment. We sit a lot. And then when we travel, we sit in our cars. We do a lot of sitting. And as a result of sitting, this sedentary life, we are not energizing our bodies. So when we eat food, it just sits there. And instead of it energizing us, our bodies have to work to metabolize the food. And we're not assisting our bodies by getting our blood pumping. So this is a critical issue that he's discussing. We talk about the healthcare industry, the sick care industry, and the fact that others are making money off of our lack of understanding of our own power to create health within. And it's our responsibility to do these things that are going to keep us healthy. No one is responsible for our health but us. So every day we give you insight. Every day we give you some type of knowledge, because this is a mind-body-spirit complex that we're living in. And all of the parts of it have to be in harmony. And any disharmony is what creates dis-ease. Disease, the energy, the lack of positive energy. So how do we keep positive energy in our bodies, in our minds? All these things that are affecting us every day are affecting our health. And we have the power. We have the power to maintain an energetic vibration that is so high that we are always in a state of health and well-being. And when something affects our vibration, when we become conscious of it, then the first thing we need to do is make the correction. So, for those of you who follow us each day, you know that each host has something special to offer. So we're going to play this reminder so that you can recall each day and remember to tune in so that you can benefit from the wisdom of our team of hosts, because each of them address some aspect of health and well-being that keeps us in a high vibration and keeps us from manifesting illness. And if we simply follow these things that give us insight, and we participate in sharing our knowledge, we will begin to see a change in planet Earth. The reason why it's critical for us to share information, because we are all connected energetically. This is one big energy system. And so when you raise your vibration, you add to the collective vibration. You're adding to it. You can either add a positive vibration or you can add a negative vibration. The choice is yours. But if you add a positive vibration, you're actually adding to the collective. Now, if you can think of it this way, have you ever been in a classroom? Of course you have. You've been to school. And there are standardized tests being given. Well, what the teacher is trying to do is raise the average, you know, because everybody's adding to that average score. And so she looks good as a teacher if you have a lot of students that are performing well, then she appears to be a good teacher. So it's desirable that those who are struggling be helped so that they can do better. So when their scores are added to the entire class, the scores are high. But if you've got several flunking students, low-performing students, even though you might have those A students, those students that are acing the test and doing well academically, those failing students bring down the average. The benefit of the teacher who wants this to be a high-performing class, that those low-performing students somehow get help, get tutoring, get better so that when the overall class average is reviewed, it's high as opposed to low or below average, below what's acceptable. Because if the average is too high, too low, well then what happens? The administration looks at, well, maybe we need to replace you because you don't have well-performing students, and we need your classroom to do well because your classroom is adding to the overall school average performance. And so this school is being judged based on its average student performance. What is the collective creating? It's the same thing here on planet Earth. We need to raise the average vibration. We need to raise the vibration of those who are low vibrating, low performing, low in their standing and their projection of energy. So we want everyone to be at a high vibration. We have illness because the vibration was so low. And the vibration was low because of the thoughts people think. And we'll talk about that later on as well. But first, we want to remind you of those who bring us knowledge every day so that we can raise our vibration and we can heal our bodies and we can be encouraging to others who may not have the knowledge of how to do this. And we want you to make sure that you follow along each day with whatever exercises and information is given so that you can benefit. And if you benefit from it, you'll begin to see a change in your life. And you will also begin to see a change in the lives of people around you. I heard a quote yesterday from someone. I can't remember his name right now. you may have heard of them. They're known as the minimalists, you know, people who live with a minimal number, amount of things. They don't focus on things. They focus on quality of life. And he said, you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. And what that means basically is that you can't change people, you know, the way they behave and all of that. You can't change them, but you can choose to be around different people. So if you understand that the people that you have in your inner circle are affecting your vibration, you can't make them stop gossiping or not be mean or not complain all the time. You can't make them change what's inside of them, but you can choose a different set of people that aren't affecting you negatively. And that's a responsibility that you have if you want your life to get better. So we want to remind you of those who share their knowledge and wisdom every day.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back. We are back. And we, of course, want you to remember this schedule. And every host has added something to this process that gives us an opportunity. And so our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda, says, Grand Rising, Beautiful Queen, Sistar, Raising Vibration, thanks for the reminder. Yes. So now we want you all to join with us as we do a bit of joint rolling. And we want you to be able, again, to follow along and not just watch, but participate in the process. Because you can't benefit from a physical exercise unless you actually do the physical exercise. And if you are listening online and want the visual image, we're going to give you a chance to join us live on Facebook, www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. And if you are on our switchboard, you can hear the instructions as we do this bit of joint rolling. So, of course, if you're someone who has been sedentary, then sometimes you feel a bit stiff. And if you have maybe worked your muscles the day before, lifting things, you know, sometimes people lifting boxes and so forth, carrying things and process, maybe moving or whatever, then the next day you're a little bit stiff because your body's not used to regular exercise. So what is necessary is for this to be a regular process. And what you want to be able to do is have a daily routine that you do. And if you have a daily routine, then it doesn't become difficult. It doesn't feel like something that's going to cause you pain. So, therefore, you don't avoid it. And this is a large part of what we experience in this culture, is not being able to stick with a regular exercise routine because we are making it painful. And we don't want it to be painful. We want it to be fun. We want you to be able to enjoy getting your body in shape.
We want you.
So we are asking that you join us. And if you are considering the fact that maybe you're a little stiffer or in pain, it's okay if you're sitting and joining us. Some parts of it will be sitting, some will be standing. But we want you to be able to participate at whatever level that you can. And so we're going to make sure you can hear the process as well. And definitely we want you to consider doing some type of routine every day. So we'll be back in a moment with some joint rolling. Roll those joints. All right.
pain is a stigma that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Feel free to call in 515 605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. We'll gladly open your mic and get your thoughts. We do want you to daily do something to get your blood pumping, because that is the beginning. And if you are in a state of depression, this is one of the fastest ways to change that, because you're actually biochemically changing your body. And this is why it's necessary to come up with something that you enjoy doing in terms of movement, whether it is roller skating, dancing, you like stepping, you know, do something that you like, playing volleyball, you know, anything. Do something physical on a regular basis that you enjoy. People buy memberships to the gym thinking, well, I'll go and work out at the gym. And then, and I've done this, you know, work out 2-3 times, and then you get busy and don't really have time to do it. And after you spend a year paying your membership, you realize it was kind of a waste because you never actually took the time to go, because your life was so busy with other things, usually very sedentary things where you're just sitting, knowing that. Don't give yourself some kind of thing to do that you're not going to do, whether it's coming with some diet where all the food tastes nasty and you're not going to stick with it, or coming up with some, you know, exercise routine that you hate and you avoid and it makes you sad to have to do it. Do something fun. If you need to lose some pounds, do something fun that you like to do. And this will encourage you to do it on a regular basis. If you can find a thing that you do and you are able to be consistent with it, then you'll see the health benefits. Even if you don't see a whole lot of weight loss all at once, you will recognize the difference in your state of being, the well-being in your mind. You'll find yourself calmer. You'll find yourself less argumentative. You'll find yourself able to enjoy things much more, because biochemically, you're actually producing endorphins, those hormones that give you a sense of well-being. So choose to create that sense of well-being. So we'll be right back after this quick break and go through the other 9 things to do to raise your vibration, so that you can operate at a high level and maintain immunity. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Number three. Just breathe.
And we are back. You're listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, standing in for our wonderful Viata. And, of course, you know every Friday is Health and Well-Being with Viata. And for those who just joined us, you know, Viata does a wonderful joint rolling session every Friday to get your blood pumping, which is number 10 on the list of the ways to raise your vibration and maintain an immunity to illness. Well, for those who are watching on Facebook, I accidentally disconnected the cord which made my computer screen go blank, and so we don't have a visual connection yet, and my computer's taking a very long time to reload. So that's why it's so wonderful to have all of these multiple platforms, and we now are expanding our platforms. You'll be able to hear us on Podbean. You, of course, watch us live on Facebook and YouTube, and we are constantly sending out the links on all our social media networks, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. We send out a tweet every morning, so you will always be able to discover how to hear this information, this uplifting knowledge that empowers you every day. So, number 9 on the list of ways to raise your vibration is to meditate. Take time to be quiet and breathe. And you know our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks, does a regular breathing exercise. And it's conscious breathing, not just the breathing that you do to stay alive, but consciously taking deep breaths. Because the breath of life is exactly that. This is your connection to the divine energy source of the universe we call God. This is how you make that connection to the source of all life that we call God, through the breath, through the breathing. So, as you know, when you are first born, your soul is not fully attached to your body until you take that first breath. Until that time, your soul goes in and out. Your life force energy goes in and out of this body that has been constructed for you to inhabit while you're on earth. But it's until you take that breath, you are not attached to that body. And your breathing process, as you get quiet, helps you to receive information from that universal mind, that source of all life, that creative energy that we call God, that which is all that is, and we are a part of all that is. So if we want to create a state of well-being, we must quiet our mind. And in order to hear the messages from that universal mind, we must breathe. Breathe in quiet. Breathe deeply and meditate. Meditation is truly an act of listening, because you're listening for the information that is coming from the universal mind, the creative energy, the all that is, the source of all life that we call God. If you never went to school a day in your life, you can still tune in to the universal mind and gain knowledge. It's necessary for you to be quiet in order to hear it. And this is why meditation is so critical. That's number 9. Number 8, drink water. Cleanse your inside. Just as water is critical for your health and well-being. Water circulates just like air. So we're all part of this ecosystem of Earth where there's air and water. And our bodies are, 72% water? So we must continuously, drink water. Often we're dehydrated, even though we're drinking liquids. We got soda pop, and you know, so those people who still drink Kool-Aid. Well, you know, sugar water with food coloring is not going to have the same cleansing impact on your insides as water, preferably filtered water. But again, you are raising your vibration so that you will maintain an immunity. And this is a critical decision. And it's said that you should drink 8 ounces of water, to 8 glasses of water. Well, just do that. Just choose to do that. Just like you choose to shower every day. Now, there are some people who may shower every other day. You know, we wish they would shower more often. But if you are not cleansing your insides on the regular basis that you should, then you're not going to get rid of the toxins. And toxins come because you're part of a society that is toxic, a society that spews toxic air because of exhaust fumes from vehicles that we're using for transportation, and until we choose a system that is less toxic, we're going to continue to expose ourselves to toxins. So we've got to wash them out. If you don't wash the toxins out of your body, then you're going to end up with toxins that make you ill. Toxins lower your vibration. So that's number 8. Now we're moving up to number 7 of the 10 things to do to maintain an immunity by keeping a high vibration. Number 7 is to be conscious of the food you eat. Now, you're creating the body you're wearing with every bite you take. Whatever you eat does become a part of your body. Now, there are some foods that are higher vibrating than others. Food wrapped in plastic, smothered with preservatives, they're lower vibration foods. Their vibration is lower. So you're eating lower vibration foods, foods wrapped in plastic. Look at what you have in your cabinet. How many things are you eating that are old, wrapped in plastic, preservatives? And I'm not saying throw it all out, but understand that your food has a vibration. Now, you can also raise the vibration of your food. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But these are physical things. These first 4 things, 10, 9, 8, and 7, these are physical things that you do. The next are the mental and spiritual things that you do. But the food that you eat that has the highest vibration are, of course, live foods, fruits, vegetables, live foods that have not been processed. These are things that carry a higher vibration. Now, you know these things. You've heard these things. But you have to understand, if you choose not to do them, then you're choosing to be ill. That's a choice that you're making. This is a free will. This planet Earth is a place of free will, and you get whatever is the consequences of your choices. So if you stuck on, you know, your favorite hamburger joint, you want to eat that, okay, balance it out with a banana in the morning or an apple and a glass of water. Strive to at least add to higher vibrational food. Add to it. Add it to your diet. We know everybody's not going to give up French fries and everything. If you enjoy those things, I'm not here to make you guilty about it. Just understand that everything you eat, you are wearing it. It becomes a part of you until you eliminate it. And even then, you're carrying the energy of it. So choose higher vibration food. Now, the next thing, and we're going to talk about number 6 and 5 and 4 before the break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. My computer is having issues. So I'm grateful for those who are listening, because we do want you to raise your vibration so that you can maintain your immunity. Number 6, and this is one of the things that the spiritual masters have taught us, and if we do it, it will raise our vibration. Practice acts of kindness. Give something away. Acts of charity. Do you know that your immune system is boosted when you perform an act of kindness? Even if you're giving money to a beggar or giving clothing that you don't wear to a friend who may need clothing, or, you know, giving away some of your children's clothing that they've outgrown, or give. Acts of kindness. Practice acts of kindness. Benevolence. Giving without expecting anything back. That actually boosts your immune system. And are we not admonished in all of our teachings to be kind, to give? Now, that's different than someone coercing you and telling you, well, if you don't give a certain amount of money to a religious organization, you're going to go to hell and be punished by God. That giving in that vibration, that's out of fear, and fear does not raise your vibration. The giving that you give must be from the heart with a desire for the other person's well-being. That is what boosts your immune system, your desire for another person's well-being. Because we're all connected, and we are all part of one ecosystem. We're all part of the air that we breathe, because we're all breathing the same air. We're all circulating this air. So understanding that this is a part of ourselves we're giving to will inspire us to be kind to everyone, because everyone is a part of us. We are all one system, one collective energetic system. And so to give to others is truly to give to ourselves. Because the next thing, number five, is to be grateful and recognize the abundance that you have. If you're believing, well, I can't give anybody, I don't have enough. Somebody asks you for $5, well, I don't have enough, I got to pay my bills. Well, you got $20, well, you know, five isn't going to kill you, you can make more or, you know, receive more, whatever it is. Believe and recognize all that you have. Most people are hoarders because they see themselves as not having enough. Hoarding is a sign of belief in lack. That's why you're holding on to things instead of giving them away. When 90% of what you probably use, 90% of probably what you hold on to, you don't use. Most of the things in your house you can give away. I had an interesting time listening to a conversation by the gentleman who speaks about minimalism and his realization that all of the things he acquired really didn't add to his quality of life at all. They were just things. It's just stuff. So see yourself as having abundance and see yourself as having enough to share, because that is what raises your vibration, feeling abundant. When you feel like you don't have enough, then you're always stressed about not having enough, and fear lowers your vibration, which causes you to be susceptible to illness. Take a look around at your house now and see yourself as wealthy, whatever you have. See yourself as having an abundance, because you do, and you have the capacity to acquire whatever you need. That's a state of mind. It's not how much you have, it's how much you appreciate you have, what you have. Which brings us to number four. Find something beautiful and appreciate it. Compliment others, see beauty in others. Appreciate. Be grateful that you have it. Appreciate it. Speak words of appreciation. Choose to appreciate rather than criticize, rather than find out what you don't like. Find the thing you do like, even in that person that irritates you. Find something to say that's complimentary to them. Find a way to turn negative energy into positive energy by the appreciation that you express. Make a habit of saying something complimentary to everybody that you encounter. Not only do you raise your vibration, you also raise theirs. And what are you doing? You're raising the collective vibration of the planet. If you say something negative, you're lowering your vibration and you're lowering theirs, and therefore lowering the vibration of the planet. And what are we trying to do? We're trying to raise our average. We're trying to raise the collective average. We're trying to raise the vibration of planet Earth. Because right now, planet Earth's vibration is very low because of the insistence on others in projecting fear. So we must raise the vibration. And we can do it by acts of appreciation, words of appreciation. I appreciate your holding the door for me. I appreciate your paying for my meal. I appreciate your waiting for me for our appointment, even though I'm running behind. I appreciate your being willing to take time to see me. I appreciate you returning my phone call. I appreciate you giving the information that I asked for. I appreciate your performance at this event. I appreciate your driving this bus today to get me to my destination. appreciation is very powerful, and it raises your vibration, and it helps you to raise the vibration of others. So we're going to take this last break, and apparently I'm not meant to be visual for the rest of this show. I keep trying, but my computer has decided not to be able to connect. So that means if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, then you need to give us a call, 515-605-9325. I'll let you know if we can reconnect to our Facebook Live. But most of you remember what I look like. It didn't change much. But if you would like to comment, if you're on our switchboard now, feel free to press 1. And we'll be right back after this last break. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
About finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world.
Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Whatever vibration you had during that time, you're recreating that vibration. So when you keep going back to the lower vibrations, the sad memories, the distressing memories, the hurtful memories, you keep recreating that vibration and you will make yourself sick. Because when you lower your vibration, that's when you're susceptible to illness. So if you keep choosing the memories that create the lower vibration, then you are creating the climate for your body to manifest an illness. Choose the memories that bring you joy. Master your mind. Master your control of your mind. Choose the thoughts you want to think. Now, just as you can go back to the past and create the vibration from that memory, you can skip ahead to the future and think about what will happen. What will happen if I don't pay my rent? And you can visualize yourself getting evicted, and that will create a lower vibration because of the fear of what that will feel like. You're anticipating what humiliation will feel like. You're anticipating what being out in the cold with no warmth will feel like, and you are creating the negative vibration that comes with that thought. Why are you doing that? Why are you choosing to lower your vibration with thoughts of things that have not happened? You can just as easily choose to project that you're going to purchase a beautiful home, lovely designs and comfortable and entertain guests and just be happy with gatherings of your family. You can choose to envision that and experience the high vibration of that. So if you're going to move your mind to the future, choose a future vision that brings you joy. That will raise your vibration. And if you're going to go back to the past, go to a place where you experience joy and recreate that vibration. But choose to master your thoughts. Be conscious of what you're thinking, and if you're feeling sad, realize that you have created the sadness. It's your thoughts that create the sadness, even if someone says something mean to you. It's not what they said that's affecting you. It's what you think about what they said. They said this to hurt me. They said this because they don't think I'm worthy. They said this because they don't like me. They said this because they want me to feel bad. They said this because maybe I am ugly. They said this because maybe I am stupid. And so your thoughts, you think, create the negative vibration. It creates the lower vibration that makes you susceptible to illness. Because of what you think. Master your thoughts. Choose high vibrating thoughts. Now, there are healing energies all around us. If we stay inside, we don't benefit from what Mother Earth gives us. Because Mother Earth is our mother. This planet that we're living upon is here for our benefit, giving to us constantly. No requirement that we give back, even though we should. So number two is to simply walk in nature. And feel the healing energies of sunlight, grass, trees, and birds. Birds are singing at a frequency that helps the plants grow. They're producing life-giving sound. And if you've ever heard a meditation tape, it will often have the sounds of the waves of the ocean, sounds of birds, sounds of crickets. They make music. They make sound. And sound has a healing quality. If it's a high vibrating sound, such as the sound of birds singing. So if we simply absorb what is already here to heal us, we can raise our vibration. So if you're afraid to go out because you're afraid that you're going to get zapped by a virus, then you're going to miss the healing that Mother Earth is giving you. And it's your responsibility to choose that which is for your best interest. If you choose something that's not for your best interest, that's a free will choice that you have made. But if you're quiet and you meditate and you breathe, you will get the inspiration. That's why it's called inspiration. Inspire. You're breathing in the thought to go outside. Light is information. The sunlight will inspire you, give you thought, give you understanding. So when you go outside, you raise your vibration and you create the natural immunity to illness. That's number two. Now, number one is the big one, and it's the biggest step we need to take and the most misunderstood, but the most powerful. So we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to take your calls. Number one is to forgive. Let go of every resentment, anger, or desire for vengeance that you have against anyone. How do you do that? Well, you understand that whatever others did, they acted out of ignorance. And you might think, oh, they knew what they were doing. No, they didn't. Because if you understand that you are connected to everyone and everything, then you don't harm anybody. If you harm someone, it's because you don't know that. Everybody is operating according to their level of conscious awareness of that reality, that we are all part of the one energy of creation. How much you are aware of that is indicated by your actions toward others. The more you are aware of it, the more you're going to follow all of these 10 principles that we just spoke about. All these other nine. So if you are aware, then you are always consciously kind to others. And you might mistakenly do something to hurt someone, but it's not your intention. But if you hurt someone, it's because you are unaware of that reality. So forgive people. And what is the quote that people always remember during the... during the crucifixion experience that the one we know as Jesus demonstrated when he said, forgive them for they know not what they do. They don't know. And if you understand that people who do things that hurt people do not know that we are all one, they do not know this. They're believing that they are separate from you and somehow hurting you is not going to hurt them. They don't know. You must be able to let go of anger and wanting to give them pain the way they gave you. Because if you give pain to them, that's not going to make them stop giving pain. Whatever you give increases. If you give love, love increases. If you give hate, hate increases. If you give forgiveness, you let go of your internal anger, which is lowering your vibration. Forgiveness is what releases all of the toxic mental energy that causes your sickness. It has nothing to do with you deserving to be treated bad. be treating badly. It has to do with your understanding that they truly acted in ignorance. I want to take our call, but I want you to think about this, because where a lot of people are stuck, especially those who get upset with injustice and racism, sexism, all of that, wanting to hold on to that anger and project anger at people who have nothing to do with whatever happened in the past. Again, we talk about, well, you know, they enslaved us. Okay, you're going to go back in your mind to the most distressing memory and recreate that vibration. You're going to keep yourself sick. And then you're going to project anger at people who had nothing to do with that. They just happen to be wearing a certain skin color. And you're holding them accountable and you're going to project anger at them. You're making yourself sick. You're keeping your vibration low and making yourself susceptible to illness. That is not in your best interest. It's not changing anyone. It's only making you susceptible to illness that you are creating. When you forgive, and several people have had forgiveness stories in which their lives are transformed. Wayne Dyer speaks of forgiving his father who left his mother and left them in poverty where he had to be raised in a orphanage. But the pivotal point in his life when he was able to forgive his father. Oprah Winfrey speaks about, you know, the mother that left her with grandmother and, you know, being beaten and all of that, and her mother acting like she didn't really want to be bothered with her. And as her mother was about to transition, she speaks of being able to forgive and understanding that her mother did the best she knew how as a teen mother. Tyler Perry gives his forgiveness testimony of his father that was physically abusive to him, abusive to his mother, and how he'd been trying to do this play and just never was quite manifesting success, but that moment when he forgave his father, suddenly everything opened up in the universe, and suddenly his plays were the rave of the town and the long lines, and he was, all the abundance was released to him. You change the energy around you and in you when you forgive. You change everything energetically in your life when you forgive. So let me go to our phone lines and open up the mic for area code 321-368. Grand Rising, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your thoughts. Check your mute on your phone. Your mic is open. Okay, we're going to go, we'll come back to you. We're going to go to area code 336. I believe we've got our dear sister, Mama AZ. Grand Rising.
Grand Risings, Dr. Lateef. Thank you for the insight of today. And greetings, Dr. V. I'm sending you tons of healing energy. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes, Dr. Lateef, it's our bodies telling us we need to take a check and stop. Dr. V does a lot of Dr. V does a lot of research and on that contraption and that in the energy of all of that has an effect on your body and no matter how well you are, and it also has to do with your assignment coming in to the planet, and I'm grateful that you are doing what you're doing, and I find it interesting that the life path number is an 8 today, and then you did, the second one was out in nature. That's going through the gateway to other dimensions, and then you add today's energy level, which is an 8, and the 2 going into the nature, that's a 1. We're planting seeds, Dr. Lateef, and we must pay attention. And family, if you don't do anything else, you go into nature, and if you can dig a pit and sleep in that pit in the earth and cover yourself. I've been doing it now for 50 years. Actually, I started when I was 4. And thank you, Grand Rising. That's my nurse taking my vitals. Anyway,
wonderful.
If you do...
Oh, Grand Rising's your nurse.
And if you do this, Dr. Lateef, it will restructure your system. I
yes.
know what I'm talking about. And so anyway, I appreciate you dropping the seeds. And one other thing that I felt compelled to share, for many of us, we have issues with our joints. Get some hot water, warm water, hot as you can stand it, I say. And when you're doing your joint rolling, put it in a foot tub. Put your hands, your feet in a foot tub, and that warm water will help you loosen up. That I was when I was doing the joint rolling, I was in the sink washing my gown in the hot water, family, and I was rolling my joints. I didn't have my feet in the water, but you can do that in a foot tub and raise and lower your feet, this, that, and the other. It's just another way to give your body less stress. Water is everything. Get
yes.
into the water. It
this
helps
water. Yes,
tremendously.
Absolutely. Well,
I'm
thank
in a,
you so
I'm
much.
In a, yes, go ahead. Thank us. And thank
yes.
you.
And
have a wonderful
you,
day.
Likewise. And we'll talk soon because we may, well, I'll call you after the show because we
I
got to
call
well.
You too, Dr. Lateef. Thank us. Move forward.
Thank us.
I hope.
But we're going to see if we can squeeze in another call before we go at area code 217-850. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your thoughts.
Rashid Ali from Chicago.
All right, Rashid Ali. Appreciate you. Yes. So
yeah.
I hope that you got some things out of the list of 10 things. What would you do differently now that you know that you have the power to keep yourself immune from illness based on doing those 10 things?
Well, I always have faith that prayer would heal me, but my problem is the pain and suffering, you know, and anxieties caused from those injuries, you know, mental or physical, how to deal with those stresses and toils in life, because, you know, it's not anger that bothers me or prevents me from moving forward or healing. It's the pain. You know, like I say, I know who I am, basically, and I know I'm homophobic, so that's a disorder in my opinion. It's a disorder because if you're homophobic, you have fear of pain. So when pain is inflicted, it's intensified for me. So my thing is, how do you deal with that? Because people show anger a lot of times after being mistreated or going through some injustices in life. They show anger, but a lot of it's mental anguish that causes it. How do you deal with that? Can you tell me? How do you deal with that pain?
I'm glad you asked. Of course, we still have a number of callers on the switchboard. Those who are listening online, that you know, the online audience, of course, will not hear this, so they'd have to go back in the archives. But what you asked is such a critical point that I am going to extend the show another 15 minutes to really deal with this. Because the last thing that I said, which was the biggest thing that we do, that we must master in order for us to transform the state of our health, is forgiveness. And when we keep going back to what someone did to us, we keep reliving the emotional pain that that caused. And that keeps manifesting in physical pain. The only way you can forgive is to understand that whatever was done to you was done in ignorance. The other person did not understand. Now, I'm going to recommend a book, a couple of books. One of them I'm going to recommend is called A Course in Miracles. Many people have read this, and I'm going to also recommend a website, channelingjesus.com. I'm going to recommend that you read the series of books written through Tina Louise Spaulding. And these are books designed to change the way you think so that you can change what you're manifesting in your life. You can't change what's happening in your life until you change your thoughts. And this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight because you've had a lifetime of mental conditioning and a lifetime of negative experiences that you're carrying all of that inside your body. All of that is the pain that you're feeling, the memory of what happened, the emotional pain it created, and the physical pain of whatever was done to physically injure your body. All of that is what you're feeling. You can only heal physically once you heal mentally. And you can only heal mentally when you can forgive. And you can only forgive when you truly understand that whatever was done to you was done by a person who acted in ignorance. And that takes some undoing of all of the conditioning that you have received throughout your lifetime. So it's just like if you wake up one morning, look in the mirror, and realize you're actually an extra 150 pounds heavier than you should be for your body size, well, you can starve yourself for a week and that 150 pounds is not going to be gone. That is going to be a gradual process of losing weight because it was a gradual process of it accumulating in your body. So it's the same thing with the physical, mental, and emotional pain that you're living with. It didn't just happen overnight or with one incident. It happened as a result of a lifetime of experiences that you're carrying inside your body. That's what you're feeling. So it's going to take some time to undo that. And I'm recommending these things as tools to help undo the damage that you're feeling as a result of the experiences that you keep reliving in your thoughts. And go to the website, channelingjesus.com, and you'll meet, I'm working toward getting this sister on. She's tremendously busy, but I'm working on at some point having her on one of our shows as a guest, Tina Louise Spaulding. She has a series of books, one of them, Great Minds Speak to You, another one, Jesus, My Autobiography, another one, and I believe I've got her whole collection, Making Love God, Guide to Divine Sex. And that undoes a lot of our mistaken understandings about sexual intimacy. And if you've had a sexual assault or misconduct episode that you're still carrying in your body and your mind, that's going to continuously be a source of emotional pain and maybe even physical pain until you undo the anger from that. Many people are carrying the pain of their experiences, and those experiences, the pain of those experiences, are manifesting in physical illnesses, diseases, Cancer is the manifestation of unforgiveness. And depending on who you're not forgiving and what the incident is, it will manifest in specific parts of the body. Another book that I would recommend is a book by Louise Hay, which speaks of the various parts of the body and what each of are telling you about your physical health. You Can Heal Your Life is one of those books. And there are so many things that once we know them, we can change the pattern that we have created in our lives. But just like I said earlier in the show, you have to do the things. Because we've been given this information by spiritual masters for centuries. We haven't done them, and so that's why they have not had the impact that they could have. Just like, you know, I spoke to my friend who buys the exercise videos and watches them on her TV and doesn't get about the chair. Well, of course, you're not going to lose any weight. We have to actually put these things in motion. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful things that will heal our bodies. People misunderstand forgiveness because they think that means, well, if I forgive the person, it means I'm saying it's okay that they treated me bad, or I'm saying that I deserve to be treated bad. I can't forgive because as long as I hold on this anger, then I'm verifying that I didn't deserve this. That's incorrect. Forgiveness doesn't mean that what they did was okay or that you deserve to be treated poorly. Forgiveness is your understanding that they only acted according to their level of consciousness, which was a low level. They didn't understand. When you understand that we are all one, we are all connected to each other, we're all a part of each other, when you understand that, then you never harm anybody. You never harm anything when you understand that. When you don't understand it, then you do harmful things, usually out of fear. Steal out of fear that they're not going to be able to acquire what they need to survive. People harm others, believing it's going to give them a sense of power because somewhere in their life someone made them feel powerless. This is why people who have endured sexual assault often end up being sex abusers themselves because they experienced a time when someone made them feel helpless. And someone violated them. So in order for them to feel in control and powerful, they violate someone else. Most of the crimes that we see people committing against others are reactions to what was done to that person themselves. Hurt people hurt people. So if you're able to forgive someone who in any kind of way mistreated you or violated you, it's because you understand that they didn't understand. And you can let go of your anger toward them and have compassion for their ignorance. But that doesn't happen overnight. You have to undo layers and layers and layers of teachings from a society that has taught you to feel bad and has misunderstood. So just like the weight loss, it doesn't come off after 2 weeks of starving yourself. It comes off over a period of time with a lifestyle change. And the change of mind that's necessary for you to receive healing is going to take some time. But you have to have the right tools. And sometimes we're given tools but not really shown how to use them because we're giving tools by people who are misusing them themselves, such as religion. So if someone says to you, well, you know, if you practice your religion and you say your prayers and you should be fine, well, these are people who are themselves misusing religion to hurt people. So they can't help you. they don't have the knowledge. They can't help you. Because love doesn't hurt. God doesn't hurt. Spirit of life doesn't hurt. But if you find yourself in a religious community and the people in the community are hurting you, it's because they don't understand. They don't have the knowledge. They're only acting out of their own experience. So this is why we speak of meditation as opposed to, you know, memorization of prayers and doing a ritual, but it not really helping you. Because meditation, listening to God, that's why we have advocated that you breathe deep, get quiet, and relax and listen, and you will be hearing the answers from the divine that is always there to speak to you if you listen. People who are giving you their understanding don't have an understanding of how to heal you because they can't heal themselves. They don't have the knowledge. They have the knowledge that they have to the point that they have it. But it's not helping you because it's based on their faulty misunderstanding. All of us have the same access to the Creator. But people who will tell you that someone else is closer to God than you are and therefore they should be telling you what God says, those people can't help you. They can only give you their misunderstanding. And that's why you're still in pain. Forgiveness means understanding that everybody is only operating according to their level of understanding, and some people simply don't know any better. And forgive them. They know not what they do. Even if they're imam and they're claiming to have all this holiness, they're still subjected to their own shortcomings and their own lack of insight. They're still just a human being. So you have to even forgive them. But healing is possible. It's always possible. You have to know that the energy of creation that we call God, Allah, the source, wants your highest good, not is waiting to punish you for any mistakes you made. That is false beliefs that keep you in pain. There is no punishment awaiting you after this life. There will be clarity of understanding. But why would the Creator of the universe give you pain for not knowing something? Pain does not give you understanding. It only gives you fear. And fear keeps you from understanding. This is why we're experiencing this. This collective fear that the whole earth is experiencing is because of our ignorance. Knowledge removes fear. Understanding removes fear. Fear comes from lack of understanding. So if someone's indoctrinating you with a fear of God, that means they're not understanding God. There's nothing to fear from one who loves you and wants your understanding so that you can operate in your highest good. And no one wants you to be in pain. The Creator of the universe does not want you to suffer, nor do you deserve suffering. Because you're not worthy of love. Some of that is what has been indoctrinated into our religious beliefs by people who didn't know any better. What's desired is your understanding, that everybody is only operating according to their level of understanding. And sometimes people hurt people because they don't know any better. So forgive them. Let go of the idea that they deserve to be hurt because they acted in ignorance. Let go of the idea that you deserve to be hurt because you're not worthy of good treatment. Let go of the idea that God is punishing you. Let go of any incorrect understandings that are causing you to hold on to pain. When you can do that, then you'll begin to see your body heal and your mind heal. But your mind has to heal in order for your body to heal, because your mind is controlling your body. So I hope I've said some things that help. And for those who are still on our switchboard, you can press 1 if you also have any questions or comments. And, you know, one thing I want to say about, I spoke earlier about this cycle of pain that we keep holding on to, particularly as African Americans. Yes, we went through a traumatic experience, but we can't heal from that if we don't let it go and forgive. Forgive the ones who acted in ignorance, because holding on to that memory will not make it not have happened. And it won't make people regret that it happened. It will only keep us sick. Slavery was a thing that happened as a result of a number of actions by people who acted in ignorance and fear. You had people who acted out of the greed of wanting to be able to acquire other people's things or wanting power over others. You had people who acted out of the greed of wanting to get paid for selling other people. You had a lot of people involved in that slave system. It wasn't just a black and white thing. Everybody was acting according to their own level of understanding. If they didn't understand that we're all one entity, then they, yes, some of our ancestors betrayed others, then caused us to end up in this situation. You had Europeans leaving an oppressive society and recreating another oppressive society. So many people were involved in the wrongdoing of others. And many people kept it going because it became profitable. But that is not happening right now. We keep going back to that very painful experience and reliving the pain and causing ourselves to stay sick. And we're projecting anger onto people who not only were not participating in that, they don't really even know the details of it. And we're holding on to anger at people. It doesn't matter if somebody is prejudiced against you. Their thoughts don't affect the reality of who you are. Their thoughts only reflect their lack of understanding. I don't need to spend a lot of time trying to educate white people on the greatness of black people. I don't need to do that. They'll figure it out. But I should know that I am of value because I am part of the divine energy of creation. And so are you, and so are they, even though they don't know any better. So if we're holding on to anger at people, believing that somehow our anger is going to punish them. It isn't. It's punishing us. We're punishing ourselves, and we can't move forward until we can let that anger go. And it doesn't mean what was done was right. It means that people acted according to their own level of understanding. And we can forgive them because we know that they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know that they were actually hurting themselves. But as long as we keep going back and holding on to that pain, we will stay sick. So the process of retraining our minds is just like that process of losing weight. When you're 150 pounds overweight and you know it's not healthy for your body, it's not going to happen if you starve yourself weeks. It's going to happen if you change a whole lifestyle, a whole way of thinking that makes you overeat and use food as a way of comforting yourself when you're sad or depressed. That's a lifestyle that creates those extra 150 pounds. Well, the way we keep going back to memories that are painful, that's a lifestyle that has to change. We have to choose the memories that bring us joy. We have to choose the thoughts that empower us. We have to choose the future visions that give us energy and vitality and not fear and dread. We have to choose that, and that's a lifestyle choice that takes time, and it takes time to make that a habit, just like it takes time to change our eating habits. So again, I'm going to recommend the website channelingjesus.com. I'm going to recommend a series of books written through Tina Louise Spaulding. And I'm going to recommend the book, A Course in Miracles. And that is a process of helping you to realize that it's your own thoughts that cause you suffering, not other people's behavior, but your thoughts about what other people say and do that causes you suffering and causes you physical pain. That's what has to heal.
Dr. Lateef.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank us. Sister, I was introduced first through my mom, and when she was in a zone from other worlds, because my mom was not from here. And she prepped me. That's why I ask for her. In all the schizophrenic alcoholism and all the other stuff that went on with my mom, it was a sight of her that got me to a level to be on research. And when she made her transition at 58, that was when she had cirrhosis of the liver, and it was about gone. However, she planted some major seeds in my life. And I met this elder, Caucasian elder, in St. Augustine, Florida, when I moved from San Diego. And she started me on this journey that got me to this point, right this minute, this second. And then I met your husband at the Black Indian March in Washington and got that book, When Nations Gather. And I'm telling you, Dr. Lateef, we're all connected. And I'm grateful to be a Baha'i, because right now we are working on the racial issues. That's why I became a Baha'i. I'm not choosing to indoctrinate anybody in any religion, because all people, all religions have junk in the trunk. And we all come to this planet Earth in all kinds of shades. However, we have to remember who we are and why we came to this goddamn planet that every brother and his cousin from the other dimensions want to get here to experience, because planet Earth, family, is like a freaking boot camp. It's the hardest lessons that are given and hardest things to experience on this planet. And your soul, no matter what shade you're in, your soul is asking to be critiqued is asking to be refined, people. And we have got to remember that. And this bullshit of ships and people capturing people and coming over here, I want you to look up the works of Dane Calloway. I'm not saying he is the God, the all in all and all and this, that, the other. That brother has some knowledges. And people who look like you and I, Dr. Lateef, we didn't get here alone. We had help from other people who looked like us, no matter if we were here and we were shipped back over there or whatever the heck we got here. Wake up. And I'm sure Minister Farrakhan, he doesn't talk about these kinds of things, but he's mellowing out in his own age. I mean, in his mature age. Nobody is a devil. We are all devils because of our thinking when we are in our lower natures. That's devilish.
That's the thing. And I want to for those who are on their computers, our computers come back up. So if you'd like to join our Facebook page, we are still live on Blog Talk. And this is the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And now we're in the after show, and we've got some people on the line, which we're going to continue our conversation because it is critical that we heal and maintain immunity from illness by the ways that have been taught us by the many master teachers that have come among us, but these ways of healing only work if we work them. And we have an opportunity to get out of this syndrome of fear by using the teachings that have been given to us. So we're talking now with Mama AZ from Arizona. We've been talking to Sister Rashida from Chicago, and who asked a very important question that probably many of us need to reflect on, and that is how to heal, especially when we've had a lifetime of physical, mental, and emotional assaults. And healing is possible. The first healing must come from the mind because we are constantly recalling negative thoughts that re-establish the pain that we experience. It might have only been one incident, but we keep reliving it. But you said something, Mama AZ, which I think is an important thing for people to recognize, that everybody grows, everybody evolves in their understanding. So every experience is designed to teach you where you are in your evolution toward realization and remembrance of oneness. What is oneness? Oneness is understanding that we are all one universal energetic system. We're all connected everywhere, not just on this planet, but throughout the universe. But particularly on this planet, as Mama AZ pointed out, this is like a boot camp where you got all these people of different levels of understanding interacting, and some people are at that low level, as you said, Mama AZ, that low level of understanding where they believe they can feel better if they hurt somebody or take something from somebody or have power over somebody. They're believing that because they don't understand oneness. They don't understand unity. They don't understand that we're all part of one energy system. So they contribute negative energy because they don't understand. And we are hearing from very powerful people such as you mentioned, Minister Farrakhan, as he continues to grow in wisdom, give a wider understanding that will help growth. There was a time when people felt good about spewing a lot of anger because of what had happened with the enslavement experience, and we felt powerful if we showed anger and called names of people who were wearing white skin. We felt like somehow that that made up for the hurt, the degradation, the humiliation, the powerlessness. So now I'm going to feel powerful if I call you a name. Well, now we've grown out of that. It's not necessary to call people names because people have only manifested whatever their understanding gave them. And wearing a certain skin color doesn't connect you to other people who wear that same skin color and what they did. You are only responsible for the actions you did inside your body. You're not responsible for the actions other people did who are wearing a body that looks similar to yours. That's a wrong thought. I am responsible for what I did inside this body. If someone who's wearing a body that looks similar to mine robs a grocery store, I'm not responsible for that. That's what they did inside that body. I didn't do that. So if the police stop me and say, well, you look like that person who robbed the store, well, okay, I may look like them, but I'm not them. I'm a whole different soul. And so your responsibility as one who is striving to find the person responsible for that act is to find the soul that's responsible, not to keep punishing people who are wearing a body that looks like the person who did the act. Because that's not the person. And we who are projecting a lot of anger and holding a lot of anger at people who are wearing bodies that look similar to people who did things that were unjust, we're doing ourselves a disservice. Those are not the people. They're just wearing a body that looks similar. And when we understand that, we will let go of the anger. We will let go of the anger that's making us sick. So it really is a matter of us growing in our understanding. So, Mama AZ, you were making another point. Go right ahead.
Okay, I was on mute. No, family, I mean, it's very important that you look up Dane Calloway. In order for all of us to heal, no matter what shade we are in, we must research. We must dig for truth. That's why I say to Dr. V, I used to say you had this invisible hatchet, but her hatchet has really changed into gold. Because Dr. V is a life path of a seven, and so am I. And there are many sevens I've been observing here in this facility in Devon Gables and here in Tucson. And they are all ones that won't stop until the truth is exposed. And Dane Calloway, I'm not sure of what his life path is, but that buddy is no joke. So I suggest that you research and just look at some of his millions and jillions of information on slavery. And again, family, we're in this together. Caucasian people have had slaves. Indigenous people have had slaves, whether you want to know it or not. Minister Farrakhan doesn't talk about that. I think it should be talked about, family. I really do. And that's my thought, you know, because it has to do with control. It has to do with power. Who is better? And I get some of the worst treatment sometimes from the people that look like me, even in my own family. And
well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mama AZ. I'm glad you brought that up. And for those who are watching, we're now on the after show on the Female Solution. We did have some technical difficulties, so, you know, we were doing the joint rolling and the computer got disconnected. So I'm gonna allow you all who are watching, that we learn how to do. If you've been sitting a long time and your little behind is a little sore, you want to just roll those hip joints back and forth in your chair, as you can see if you're watching me on Facebook Live. But I'm glad you brought that up, Mama AZ, because what we are, our souls inside a body. Having a learning experience that's designed to ultimately teach us and guide us to that highest vibration, which is unconditional love, which is the vibration of the Creator. That's where we came from, and that's where we try to. But we are all souls having various experiences so that we can understand. And we understand here, especially in this earth school, we understand love by experiencing not love. So people who are needing control over others, people who want to feel power over others, they're believing that they're going to feel better if they have power over others. And sometimes they can descend to that very, very low vibration of committing acts of torture and cruelty. That's a very, very low vibration. We experience that. Many people, as you said, many people across the globe have inflicted that on others. People who are white have inflicted on people who are white. People who are Asian have inflicted on people who are Asian. I should say European, because, you know, white doesn't really... People from various parts of the globe, from Europe, from Asia, from Africa. So everywhere has experienced conditions where some souls wanted the experience of having power over others. And what you learn from that experience, what is that saying? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when you have the power of life and death, you become, as they say, drunk with power. The power to beat someone, the power to torture them, the power to force them to do things out of fear of pain. We have had that happen all across the globe. And what souls who participate in that learn is that is a very corrupting position to put oneself in, where you have such power over someone else, you can misuse them. With impunity, it corrupts your soul. That's the learning experience that you have from that. And one
Dr.
who,
Lateef.
Yes.
I'd also like to comment and thank you so much of the show yesterday. You know, I'm grateful that I am so abundantly grateful, as Priestess Nurudina says, abundantly grateful to be on this planet, on this side of the dirt at this particular time, because it just shows me how things are changing in a major, major way. The show yesterday made me so proud. I know I was emotional, but what I'm getting at is that you, Dr. Lateef, how insightful you were before you came back to this incarnation, and also Dr. Green, Debbie Green, how insightful she was, because if I did not know that she was an indigenous person, the knowledges that she brought forth was like the knowledges from European people, Caucasian people, and family. It's time that we tell our own story, our own indigenous. Everybody has a piece of the information, the puzzle. And we got to get away from if it's not a Caucasian or European or however you want to say it, person saying it or stating it, it's a fact. We all, like you, Dr. Lateef, like you, Dr. Debbie Green, you know, it just makes me proud. It makes me, I'm sitting here in the sun by this California pepper tree, and I'm feeling the energies of the sun and the ancestors. And again, indigenous peoples who look like us,
We must tell our own her story, his story, not something that a European or a Caucasian person or however you want to put it, switched it around and, you know, and then even us as Melanation Station people, indigenous people, we have junk that we switch around too. So we have got to get to the bottom of the pot, to the truth, family. And I just had to say that. And Dr. Lateef, post that show, yesterday's show, on my page.
Well,
thank
yes.
You.
I think, and I agree, that when we tell the truth, everybody has done good and not good to each other, and everybody has an experience that can help the collective body of humanity to grow. Everybody has knowledge. Everybody has wisdom. And I want to point out a thing that we say all the time. Well, you know, we had kings and queens in Africa. Well, okay, and I understand we say that so that we understand that being black did not mean being a slave. That was not a permanent identity, that there were also other designated hierarchies in our society. But what does that also mean? You had people who put themselves above other people as more worthy, people who had power over others. Now, that can be good and not good. Because if you have the idea that someone is of greater value than another person, we also, yes, we had people who had kingdoms, people who were considered royalty, and we also had people who were considered slaves. So having a society in which there is unequal inequality, that's not good. I mean, it's what happened, but it also created the environment where, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So you can have a ruler, a king, that decides his family gets all of the privileges, all of the wealth, and they decide some other family gets deprived of what they need and must scuffle and suffer. Is that a good thing? Well, no. It's contrary to that divine understanding of oneness. So, yes, we like to say, well, we had kings and queens in Africa. We had kings and queens in Europe and Asia and everywhere else. And everywhere where there was kings and queens, there was corruption of people wanting to have power over others. So we should have learned from that, because the ultimate demonstration of the corruption of the soul, of the spirit, of the heart and mind was demonstrated in America with American slavery, but it wasn't the only time it happened in history. Everybody has had a time when they took a group of people and treated them cruelly. So that's not something to boast about. It's something to learn from. But yes, we had all of that. So you're right, Mama AZ. We had all of this. Europeans had corruption. They had kingdoms and oppression and cruelty. And we talked about that in past shows. So Asians, you know, when I went to Korea and saw the War Memorial Museum, they took me to the museum, they had centuries and centuries and centuries of abuses of people. So it is global. And when we can comprehend that the human experience is a global experience, then we as African descendant people can let go of this anger that keeps us from moving forward to the abundance that is already here for us, but we can't grasp it because we keep going back to painful memories that keep us in a low vibration of hurt and pain and suffering. We're doing this of our own free will. We're not hurting people who are wearing bodies that have lighter colored skin. We're not hurting anybody but ourselves. on to anger over a past event and reliving the pain. For what purpose? For what purpose? We can take that same energy and envision building a wonderful society and then creating that society. Now, some people say, oh, we did that in Black Wall Street, and see, they came and they bombed it. Okay, yeah, that happened. And do we keep going back to that time in history and reliving the pain of that, or do we envision rebuilding and building even an even better society, cooperating with each other, using our collective skills? Are we going to envision that and manifest that, or are we going to keep going back to a painful experience and reliving the pain and staying in the vibration of that pain? It's a choice that we're making, and we have to choose to create and stop miscreating based on being stuck at a moment in pain. So our bodies communicate with us to let us know that we are stuck in our minds at a point where something hurt us and we keep reliving it. That's what the physical illness is. It's a manifestation of the mental state that keeps creating a low vibration and causes our bodies to manifest that low vibration with physical illness. If we raise our vibration, master our thoughts, we change the energy of our bodies, and the natural state is not sickness. The natural state is health and well-being. So we must create health and well-being as a state of being, and we have the power to do that, and we have always had the power. Makes me think of the Wizard of Oz. Those of you who remember the, of course, they show it every year, when the good witch told Dorothy that she always had the power to go home, but she just had to go through some experiences so that she could learn that. And that's what we're learning here on planet Earth. We always had the power to manifest absolute perfect health at all times. We always had the power, but we have to go through these things to learn that. We have to go through the periods in history where we abused each other, where we deprived each other, where we mistreated each other. We have to go through periods where we allowed ourselves to be oppressed because we feared death. And we didn't understand that there is no death. There's only transition back to the non-physical from where we came. We have to go through things to get to the point that was always accessible to us. And that's what the Earth School is all about, learning. That's why there's no punishment. There's no punishing God waiting to beat you and burn you and make you suffer. That's coming from the mind of fearful people who are projecting their fears onto the divine mind of creation that has not given you pain because you acted in ignorance. So if we want to be healthy and maintain health, we have to do that most important number one thing, and that is forgive. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. They're at a state of understanding that they don't understand. They're still thinking we're separate people, and these people are enemies, and these people are evil, and these people are devils, and these people are superior. They're still believing what's incorrect, and they're acting according to their lack of understanding. That's what they're manifesting. And until they learn better, they're going to keep manifesting that behavior. Forgive them for what they have done. And then create a condition where you are not subjected to what other people are doing because of their lack of understanding. And that's the next thing, because many people are under distress, fearing they're going to be forced to a medical, to adhere to a medical procedure, fearing they're going to be violated in some way physically. Stop projecting that thought into the future. Stop projecting that belief. Stop projecting that fear, because thoughts become reality. Project instead the strong belief that after we go through this experience, we will come to the understanding that we are responsible for our health and well-being. We will come to the understanding that if we follow the guidance given to us by the spiritual masters who've come among us to teach, we will maintain our health in a natural way, because Mother Earth is here to give us health and maintain our health. If we don't misuse Mother Earth, if we don't misuse each other, if we treat each other well, we will maintain a state of health and well-being. When we come out of this experience, we will have learned that. Project that thought into the future, not the fearful thought, oh, people are going to come and snatch me away and make me take a shot. Stop projecting that fear. Stop it. Create the future reality that we have the power to create. Create that thought in your mind. Create the vision in your mind, and you will raise your vibration to where that reality exists, and it will manifest. After this experience, after this learning experience, after this global demonstration of the reality that we are all connected to each other, all influencing each other's health and well-being, after we experience this demonstration, we will come to the understanding that we always had the power to create perfect health and to maintain perfect health naturally. We will come to that understanding, and then we will manifest a lifestyle that creates a state of health and well-being. That is what is at the end of this Corona adventure. So we appreciate all of you who have stayed with us. And I'm going to open up one more mic before we go. Got about a minute. And I believe we've got Minister Plump at 312-671. And thank you for staying with us, Minister Plump. I know you have spoken of health challenges. I hope that what we shared today assists in your process of healing. And healing and health and well-being is there for you, and it may process, but it is there. So were you helped today by what we have shared with our listening and viewing audience?
Hallelujah, yes. Grand rising, we are in Yah. Right. That means we are one.
We are one.
We are one in the universe, and I am happy, and this is mind over matter. I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise, and I like for you all to continue the education, because that's a part of our purpose with the Harold Washington Foundation is
absolutely
education. Yes, ma'am, charitable education, as well as education in atonement, and that is to forgive and keeping it real so we can live. You know, that's the greatest message and the most powerful one is what Jesus
women
said.
Women have the power to
Father, I forgive them what they know, not what they do. And that's where we begin the healing in Healing Equals the 23. Thank God for the female solution. We love you. Keep up the good work.
Love you. Thank you, Mr. Blount. We love you all, and thank all of you for participating. All of you. For your contribution.
We've come to the end of our show today.
but you can hear every show in the archives at
www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.